Now to a powerful new political voice campaigning for the Yes campaign in the upcoming same-sex marriage survey. Federal Liberal Party President Nick Greiner is spearheading the formal Yes vote movement in the Liberal and National parties and has already issued some stern words for former Prime Minister Tony Abbott. Political reporter Tom Ingledon has more from Canberra.
It's personal for former New South Wales Premier and current Liberal Party Federal President Nick Greiner. His own family's a microcosm for the debate about same-sex marriage.
I have two children, a son who is straight, who's in a traditional marriage, a daughter who's in a loving same-sex relationship and would like to be married. And I think the notion that somehow the law or the state or government should require the children of those respective relationships to think that their parents' relationships are different, that one is more valued, more approved by the law than the other, is just totally incomprehensible to me, frankly, both, morally, legally and emotionally.
And so he'll head a group in the coalition pushing for a yes vote. His principal opponent will be former Prime Minister Tony Abbott, who's among the more vocal campaigners in the coalition for a no vote. Mr Abbott's spoken of the danger of what he calls gender fluidity if same-sex marriage is allowed to proceed. Mr Greiner, speaking with RN Breakfast this morning, doesn't think much of that argument.
It is a classic debating technique. If you don't think you're going to win on the merits of a particular subject, you try and move the definition of the subject to something else.
And he's calling out another argument put forward by the No campaign, that same-sex marriage legislation would curb religious freedom for those who don't believe people of the same gender should be able to marry each other.
If there is a religious freedom issue in Australia, as I think is being suggested, then it exists today and it'll exist the day after marriage equality is hopefully, in my mind, legalised. So I don't think putting the two issues four square together is right in any sense.
But the No campaign's already accusing Mr Greiner of taking a narrow view of the consequences of Parliament passing same-sex marriage laws. Lyle Shelton of the Australian Christian Lobby spoke with ABC News Breakfast this morning.
State law will be used to persecute people legally, and it will be used to ensure that children are taught radical sex education and that their gender is fluid. These are real consequences. Nick Greiner is wrong to try and constrict the debate.
It's understood two federal ministers will offer formal support for the Yes campaign, Education Minister Simon Birmingham and Financial Services Minister Kelly O'Dwyer. Senior government figures on the other side of the argument, like Treasurer Scott Morrison, are shying away from getting too involved with the No campaign. He says he's pretty happy for the postal survey of voters to take its course.
I've got a pretty important job to do as Treasurer, and I'm focused on the nation's finances, and I'm focused on our economy and how much Australians is earning. People in my electorate know my views on this. They've known it for a long time. I've always held the same view, but I respect the views of everybody else. As an advocate for ensuring that all Australians have their say, it's time for them to have their say.
But Mr Greiner's even offering criticism of the need for that survey. It's not the potential for the debate to get nasty that worries him. He says, by and large, it's been fairly respectful so far, with some notable exceptions. He's more worried about the issue dragging on for a parliament with bigger fish to fry.
I've never understood why Australia seems incapable of resolving with respectful, sensible debates these controversial issues, when all the other countries we compare ourselves to have long since managed to resolve them, almost all of them incidentally in favour of marriage equality.
That's the Federal Liberal Party President Nick Greiner, ending Tom Eagledon's report.